Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all, a balanced life, a dreamy marriage, and a successful business. My name is Amy Wan, and I am a wife, a mom, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you my proven and time-tested strategies that are sure to help you, your relationships, and your business thrive. Each episode, I am going to meet you right where you are so I can give you proven and time-tested strategies that you need to build an immensely fruitful life. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you from experience, it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, it's Amy here. Good Monday morning. How are you today? Today, we're going to talk about business, scaling your business. And maybe you're not there yet, and that is okay. But I want you to start thinking like the professional or entrepreneur that wants to be at a place to scale. And if you are ready, then I'm going to give you 5 ways to scale your business. The reason I say, though, if you're not there or you've had a hard 2020 in your business, is I want you to start thinking like the person that's scaling. Because if you could start thinking like the person that is the 6, 7, 8-figure entrepreneur, whichever stage you're at, it's going to get you there much quicker. It's going to set you up for success if you can start doing that. And maybe you're just in the 4 or 5 figures right now, and that is okay. There is no wrong place to be. This stuff works over all of it. So number one, you have to start thinking about things that are in your desire zone and your drudgery zone. So things that you like to do and that you enjoy and they bring great value to your company and you're good at them. That would be desire. Things in your drudgery zone. Not really things that you like to do, you have to do, you feel like you have to do. You might be good at them, but they don't light you up. They just kind of bring you down. There's sometimes those things you avoid. I want you to take a list of all the things that you do in your job, position, career, whatever. Put all your tasks down, and I want you to list them in drudgery or desire. Which one are they? Maybe they're in between, but I really want you to decide what's a drudgery task and what's a desired task in whatever role of your business you're in. Because if you want to scale the business, you have to start working within your strengths. So for example, I do not like numbers. Numbers don't excite me. Numbers scare me. Numbers I don't like at all, but I have to know numbers, right? I am CEO of 2 businesses. I have to know numbers. Before I was CEO and I was a counselor for someone else, that was my role there. I still needed to know numbers, but it's a drudgery zone task for me, right? Desire zone is helping serve others like this, helping serve others in group, helping to write content that helps serve others. Dreaming of businesses and courses and ways to help more and how to grow it that way. Those are my desire zone. So that's number one. You got to list your drudgery and your desire. Number two, things on how to scale the business. And again, if you're working for somebody else, that's okay. You're still in a position to help scale this company, correct? Okay, delegate. You can't afford to not delegate. And yes, I get it. Some of you are going to say to me, I can't afford to delegate. Then you're not able to scale your business. So even if it's 5 hours a week that you are hiring somebody for, what is your hourly rate broken down to versus somebody that can do a $10 or $15 tasks for you? That could be things like your email, getting those numbers in order and providing you a spreadsheet for them would be one for me. You have to take those things in your drudgery zone and start delegating them to people that have that strength, because they're going to do it actually in a lot less time than you are, because that's their strength. And I can't imagine why anybody would like numbers, but I guarantee you the people that do that so much faster than I ever thought about doing it. So you can't scale if you don't create space in your calendar. And the only way to do that is to either stop doing things or delegate things. You have to create that margin in your calendar, which is what we talked about a few weeks ago, is that creating margin and balance in your life, your marriage, and your business, right? So how are you going to do that? If you want to be successful in all things at life, which I know you do, there are step-by-step things that we have to start doing to get us there. Even if they're micro steps and you can only take action on a few of the things we've taught over the last 4 weeks, you have to start taking some action to move yourself to the 4, 5, 6, 7 figure CEO that you want to be. And number three in scaling your business, work only on things that move the needle. See, these kind of build on each other. They tie on each other. But what are you doing that builds the needle? Moves the needle, that builds the business. What are you good at in your role, whatever that is, that moves the needle forward? Because if you're stuck doing day-to-day tasks that don't do that, you need to ask yourself, who can I delegate them to? Or do they even need done right now? Or create margin in your calendar where you're doing more of the needle-moving tasks than you are the non-moving tasks. For instance, if you start your day in your email box, you set yourself up for failure. And that's a pretty strong statement. But if you start your day in your email box, you start out with other people's problems. You start out being reactive to other people's problems. You start out fighting fires. You start out doing all kinds of things. If you start your day in your email box, there is hardly anything you can do to counteract that, because you set yourself up for failure, because there are so many people wanting things from you. There's so many people pulling you different directions. So if that's how you're starting your day, then your day no longer is your day. It becomes somebody else's day and you go reactive and not proactive. So in your morning routine, do not start your day in your email box, because then it's harder to scale a business because your day becomes not yours. Okay, number four in how to think about starting to scale. You got to get clear on your schedule. And like I said, number one, doing things in your drudgery or desire zone. Number two, delegating what you can. Number three, moving the needle tasks, only working on those most of the time. And number four, get clear on your schedule. Block out your time. So for instance, in the morning, start with your morning routine. Maybe that's your coffee. Maybe that's Bible study. Maybe that's exercise. Maybe that's all three. Then you move into your work things. If you're really good first thing in the morning, that's the time you've got to set aside to do those needle moving tasks when you're at your best. Then move into email and set a timer for that. Actually, I suggest when you get there, delegate your email so that somebody else can handle all those reactive things. You can train somebody to respond in a way that you would. You can train somebody doing scripts and things to take care of most of it and have them tell you when there's something that only you can respond to. But get clear on your schedule and block off the time you need. Because if you're not blocking it off, your schedule becomes someone else's. And number five, you have to have goals that are scary. Goals that excite you. If a goal does not excite you, it's not a goal. If a goal isn't slightly scary because it's pretty big, it's not a goal, right? You also have to have numbers in your goal. So when you're thinking about 2021 and where you want to be, are the goals that you're setting in life, marriage, and business, are they exciting? Are they slightly scary? If they're not, go think about your goals. You've either made them not big enough and you're playing small, or they're not something you should be setting a goal for. You should be having someone else set that goal if it's something that has to be done. So if you want to scale your business in 2021 from wherever it starts to wherever you want to be, those are the five things that you have to start thinking about and have to start doing in order to set yourself up for success. So over the past several weeks, we've talked about your life, we've talked about your marriage, and we've talked about your business. Those are my three pillars for getting ourselves in balance, right? Living with intention, wanting more out of what we're doing in our lives. And it took me from 100-hour work weeks down to 30 to 40, and I'm CEO of two businesses. But it always wasn't like that. I absolutely am a workaholic. I could be a workaholic, but I have to set intentions so that I am present with my family. I have to set intentions to be present in my marriage, or I can work 24/7 and be perfectly happy doing that. But that's not the life that I wanted to live. So I had to go back to the drawing board and figure out how to get there. And that's what I am trying to share with you all here in these Monday lives this month. So if you're interested in knowing more and going deeper, email me at hello@amywine.com, hello@amywine.com, with a subject, Thrive Waitlist. And I will tell you, be the first to know that I am creating a year-long membership at a low cost that will help you set yourself up for success in 2021. It will provide you help in balancing your life, your marriage, and your business. It will give you all the 10 themes of life. We'll go through one each month. We will have fireside chats where you get open-ended questions and connection questions to have with your spouse, no matter where or what shape your marriage is in. It can be great or it can be not great, but it's going to work. But this is for the individual you, right? To do all of those things, life, marriage, business. We'll have experts come in each month and there will be masterclass information each month. But I want to make it where it's doable and not overwhelming, but that you still have support and accountability from me, my team, my coaches, and the community of peers that are in there. We're going to get you connected with other people that are in the same type business as you are. How powerful would that be to have a built-in connection base of people with the same values and working towards the same type goals? That is what I have found the most valuable in getting myself to where I want to be, professionally and personally. So if you're interested in knowing more about the Thrive membership, email me hello@amywine.com and just say Thrive Waitlist in the subject and we'll get you on there and tell you more about it when it comes. And then you can decide for you if that's for you. So you got to start thinking about where you want to be. And if you don't own your own business and you're working for someone else, that's okay. You have goals like this. What do you got to start thinking about now to get you to that next career goal? It all works the same. So hit me up with your questions. All right, I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Marriage on Fire podcast. If you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to head right on over to Facebook and join our private group. It's a positive, encouraging private environment specifically geared towards the dynamics of married entrepreneurs and high-achieving professionals. In this group, we are going to talk about balance, connection, and purpose so that you can ultimately stop surviving and start thriving in life, marriage, and your business. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this episode at marriagesparks.com. And don't forget to tag me on Instagram at marriagesparks and let me know what you took away from this episode or what you would love for me to talk about in the future. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.